Finding yourself in a situation where you've been arrested for driving while intoxicated.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
Welcome to Hillcrest High School in Springfield, Missouri. It's the Class 5 District 6 semifinal, game two of the night. Marshfield, the top seed, just won the first game. And this one just underway between McDonald County, the Lady Mustangs, and the Lady Zizzers of West Plains. The top seeds in this tournament have prevailed. Here's a quick shot and no good rebound. Zoe Scharnhorst, West Plains, back in white from right to left. Up the floor, Ainsley McWilliams, three on the right corner. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald County. So Marshfield wins 67-52 over Willard, the one seed over the five seed. West Plains with a basketball on the inbound. McDonald County, they've got some size in the right corner. Here's a three by Zoe Scharnhorst. No good. Rebound tipped out long. Picked up by County, and there will be a foul in the backcourt on Lucy Hafer on a reach-in. First foul of the basketball game, 56 seconds into it. West Plains at 18-9 on the season. McDonald County is 21-6. Everybody is pretty good if you're still playing basketball, including you on the left sideline. County on the possession. They'll take it to the left corner. Hook pass way over the top to the right corner. Nothing open. Now they'll pass to the low block. Ball fumbled out of bounds. Turnover against the Mustangs. The starters for the Mustangs as they get involved, that was Dakota Bryan, who couldn't handle the pass down low. Turned the ball over for the first time tonight. West Plains on offense. Low block. Ainsley McWilliams double team. Lob out front. McDonald County in the 2-3 zone. Lots of teams play that anymore. Lucy Hafer out on the right point. Gets a screen to the left, dribbles in, has it swiped away. Loose ball turned over, now turned over right back to West Plains. Neither team has scored. Jillian Green out front along with Ainsley McWilliams, Shaley Peterson, Zoe Scharnhorst, and Lucy Hafer. That's a five for West Plains starting the game. Left corner, Ainsley to the baseline, moves it back. Out to the point. Inside, good pass down low, posting up, up and no good, but a foul will be called. Lucy Hafer, who was in great position down low, got the entry pass, and she got fouled on the plate, and the foul will go on Carly Martin. And that will put Lucy at the line. First free throw is good. Lucy Hafer, one of the seniors on the Lady Zizzer team, gives them a 1-0 lead. Next try is good. 2-0. Zoe Shrub will come into the ball game here early. So she comes in for Lucy Hafer. 2 minutes in. West Plains is matched up. They're going man-to-man now, not playing the matchup zone. On the right side, they'll dribble in. O'Brien with an open shot. Off the backboard, no good. Weak side shot, no good. Put back up inside is good. McDonald County with Dakota Bryan. Ties the game up at 2 apiece. Zoe Scharnhorst, left corner. Shaley's got a three. Look, and that's too hard. Rebound comes off to McDonald County, and they control it. with Layla Whalen. Over on the left side of the floor, pressure on the ball by Zoe Scharnhorst. Back out to the left point. Zoe Shrub now guards the basketball. As they take it to the right with Kirsten Hopkins. Bounce pass to low block, turn, face, shot, good from 10 feet. Wallane is her last name. Layla Wallane makes the two. Now at the other end, three, no good, rebound. West Plains put back off the backboard, no good. Off the miss by Jillian Green. Matt County throws it way up the floor, throws it wild, out of bounds, turnover on the Mustang. McDonald County, you can't get more Southwest Missouri than McDonald County. If you do, you end up in Arkansas or Oklahoma. 4-2 score. Left side, let's see what West Plains does here. Left corner, Zoe with a three, that's no good. Against the zone, rebounded by Matt County. And they can stay in this zone as long as West Plains isn't connecting. We've missed three threes so far. Once you make one or two of those, that will loosen things up considerably. On offense, the Mustangs lob it to the right side of the floor. Hook pass on a pick and roll. They get it inside, left hand off the board, rims off, no good. Rebound picked up by Shaylee Peterson. And Lady Scissors come back with it off the miss by Washam. Down the front court. Right sideline, Zoe to the low block, Shaylee. Pass out, ball deflected and stolen. Third turnover on West Plains. Up the floor, two-on-one break. Right-hand driving layup is up and in by Dakota Bryan. Timeout, West Plains. McDonald County's got us buffaloed with this 2-3 zone so far. But Coach Otter is on the sideline right now during the timeout working on that. We'll take a one-minute break with the score. Matt County 6 and West Plains 2. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are a lot of places you can buy appliances these days, and at Hawkins Home and Lawn, we want to be your first stop. We are locally owned and operated, which does matter. We service what we sell, and that matters too. Plus, we offer Price Match Plus, and that matters to your pocketbook. Stop in today at West Plains and in Mountain Grove stores, or shop online at HawkinsHomeandLawn.com because Hawkins you matter to us.
Best brands, best service since 67.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We come back to play with the score 6-2 and West Plains with the basketball in the front court. Lucy Hafer has it on the right sideline to the high post to the right elbow. Lob to the left corner, Zoe Shrub. Always looking to shoot if she can get an opening. Lucy Hafer lobs it right side. They're trying to get the ball inside. And right now they run a double post, high and low, trying to get that ball to the post player if they can. To the high post, Shaylee. Dribbles over to the left corner. Open. Ainsley for a three. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams connects for the first field goal for West Plains. And it took 5 minutes. They got the score wrong. It should be 6-5. Thank you. Pass low block. They post. They hand it back. Left elbow. Pass down low. Turn. Shot up and off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds by McDonald County. McDonald County's in the black with the red and white trim. West Plains, the home team on the scoreboard tonight, in the white and red. Zoe Shrub to the right corner to Jillian. She's got a three. It's in the air. No good. Weak side rebound taken down by Matt County. O'Brien gets it to the middle of the floor, and they'll bring it up with Kirsten Hopkins to the right corner of the floor. Bounce pass return to the corner. Brian thought about shooting. Now we get a whistle and a foul call on West Plains at the defensive end. Ainsley will pick up the foul. Number one on her, number two on the team. Inbound play, Met County right elbow. Catch and shoot for Brian, no good. O'Brien had a wide open look but couldn't get it to go down, and she likes to shoot the basketball. Over on the left side, Jillian Green. Cross-court pass to the corner. Open shot, Zoe Shrub shot is a three, and it's deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay with West Plains with 1:54 to play in the first quarter. Pretty much a dead even game so far. Neither team has really done anything to separate themselves in the early going. Right point three, Ainsley, it's off the back iron. No good, ball comes off again. O'Brien gets the rebound for McDonald County. On the left side of the floor, Kirsten Hopkins, their point guard. Pass into O'Brien, back out on the wing. They'll move the ball there. Now inside, they get the ball up off the back iron twice. No good. Rebound comes off to Jillian Green. Jamie Washam had a look like that shot was going in and had no luck. West Plains will set. Trying to get the lead for the first time. Lucy Hafer over the top. Bad pass. Out of bounds. Threw it from one side of the court to the other over the front of the zone and zinged it into row number one. So it'll be played inbounds in the backcourt by the McDonald County Mustangs. 21-6 on the year. Down the key, O'Brien. She'll be held by Jillian Green on the drive. So under a minute to go in the first quarter, 54 seconds left. Delaney Wahomie will come in for Jillian Green. And as Jillian picked up her first foul, but this gives her a chance for a prolonged rest between now and the second period. Inbound from underneath. They'll just bounce it off Lucy Hafer out of bounds. She was not face guarding. She had her back to the defender. Now the inbound play. They look back door. Can't get open. Lob it out front. O'Brien with it. Cut off with the dribble. Now we're on the left side of the court. Here's Cade Martin. Now on the left. Lost the ball. Picked up. And it'll be tied up. West Plains will call a timeout. So 35 seconds left in the first quarter. And a 30-second timeout with a score. West Plains trailing McDonald County 6-5. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
It is basketball week here on KDY and the Ozark Radio Network. We had a game Monday night. Had one last night. Got one tonight. We'll have another one tomorrow night. And if the Lady Zizzers win here tonight, we'll have one Friday night. That would be the district championship game. And their third meeting with Marshfield this year. Zoe Scharnhorst. Lucy Hafer. Top of the circle, dribbles in, kicks it back. Now over to Shaylee Peterson. Zoe bobbled the ball, picks it up. 12-foot shot off the rim. No good. Rebound. Delaney Wahomie has it. Gets it outside. Right point. Wide open. Zoe for a three. Around and out. That break. Washam has the rebound and it's stolen, but that's the end of the quarter. You can kind of see signs of West Plains sort of coming to life there in the last minute or so of the first, but as it stands after one, McDonald County Lady Mustangs 6, West Plains Lady Zizzers 5. Back in a minute on KDY.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
Do you have assistive devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
One quarter into this basketball game, and you talk about a slow pace. Wow. I mean, we've seen the Lady Scissors break 30 points in a quarter twice here over the past couple of weeks. But in the first quarter, complete opposite style of game. Very slow, very methodic. And West Plains just now starting to hit from the field a little bit. This game is back underway. Hopkins over on the left side, pass through the low block. They get it back outside to the point. Open shot for a three straight on is good. Kirsten Hopkins. First three of the ball game. West Plains had one field goal in the first quarter. One. Let's go. Here's the three. Good, Zoe Trubb. And they've already matched that total here in the second. Zoe Trubb in the left corner drills it. 9-8 game. Mustang basketball at the point. They'll move it to the left side. Trying to get the ball inside if they can to O'Brien. Now they go to the right wing. This is Washam with it. Dribbles all the way across, hands it off. Now they'll hard drive to the right side, fumble the ball out of bounds, and turn it over. .702 left in the first half. Now let's see if Lady Scissors can score here and pick the lead up. Haven't done that yet. Pass low block is deflected, and now deflected again out of bounds. It'll stay with West Plains with 6:46 to go in the second quarter. Shaylee Peterson, Lucy Hafer, Zoe Shrub, Jillian Green, and Ainsley McWilliams are out there, and Ainsley has the inbound pass. She'll drift over to the right to the corner, passed over to Zoe Shrub. They can get the ball inside to Jillian here if they'll be a little patient. Lucy Hafer drives the lane, kicks it inside out, lost the ball, and it was deflected out of bounds by McDonald County. Inbound from underneath, Shaylee Peterson outside on the wing. Here's a pull-up shot for a three off the back iron, no good by Lucy Hafer, and taken down by McDonald County. West Plains can get the ball inside if they'll just reverse it a time or two. It is open inside, right side shot. Here's the three. No good. Rebound. O'Brien turns, faces, missed it. And Washam gets the rebound now for McDonald County. They're dominating the rebounding right now. 9-8 score. Pass low block and a reach-in foul on Lucy Hafer. She was trailing the player coming across the lane when she saw the pass coming to her. Tried to reach around and slap it away, but got a lot of body on her as well. Zoe Shardhorse back in. Lucy picks up her second foul. Mustangs play it underneath. Get it into O'Brien. Her shot blocked by Jillian Green. Good defensive play. West Plains on the move up the left sideline. Zoe Shrub back to Ainsley. Back to the right point. Ball faked by Jillian. Steps in. 17-foot shot. Back iron. No good. Ball comes off. And O'Brien has it for McDonald County. up the right sideline, and she'll be fouled by Zoe Shrug. Still 9-8. We've played over 10 minutes, and West Plains has made two field goals. Both were threes. Yet, it's still just a one-point game, 9-8. Washington to the low block. Good pass, and, oh, O'Brien lost it out of bounds. It should have been off of her. They say it was touched last by West Plains. I mean, that was obviously off of her. Inbound play, free throw line. Open Washam. Pump fake drive. Lays it up and good. Nice play by Jamie Washam. A little pump fake's all it took to get her open into the basket. 11-8 score. Low block. Jillian Green turns. Up and under. Right hand scoop is good. She can score all night if they could get her the basketball down low. And Shaylee Peterson, same thing. Down the floor, quick pull up. They're going to shoot a quick one off the backboard. No good. Rebound Zoe Scharnhorst as Hopkins took a quick shot, which is kind of rare for this game so far. Ainsley left side. Jillian Green. Where is the soft spot? It's in the right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst. Three ball is up and short. Rebound put back is up and good by Zoe Shrug. Just kind of feel like West Plains just needs to get a steal or two, get a quick bucket or two, and kind of get the momentum going. They just kind of are spinning their wheels right now. Here's a shot down low. O'Brien misses. Too hard. Weak side taken by Shaylee Peterson. Ainsley up the right side behind the back, top of the circle, left wing, left corner. Good pass. Shrug, three ball, won't fall. And O'Brien with a rebound. Law pass up the right side and a whistle. And what do we get? Timeout. Evidently. Timeout on the floor with 4:18 to play in the half. 12:11 now. West Plains on top. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
So, you need extra storage, a new man cave, a she shed, or a tiny home. Get to Graceland Portable Buildings just north of West Plains on Highway 63. From small to large or custom builds, Graceland Portable Buildings has you covered. Their buildings are built with the highest quality, like pressure-treated walls and floors. No one else does that. Oh, and don't forget, free delivery within 50 miles. Visit us online at GracelandWP.com or on Facebook at Graceland of West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Four minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. And West Plains has finally gained their first lead of the game, 12-11. West Plains made one field goal in the first quarter. They made three here in the second. And again, showing signs of life. McDonald County really doing a good job controlling the pace of the game. Mustangs have it. They post inside with Washam. Now she gets the ball. Kicks it to the right wing. Open shot. Hopkins for a three. That's no good. Ball comes off way to the corner out of bounds, and it goes back to West Plains. Zoe Scharnhorst will get it in to Ainsley, who will bring the ball up the floor. McDonald County showing signs of maybe pressuring a little bit more out front. Bounce pass to the corner, Zoe Shrub. Back out it goes to Zoe Scharnhorst. Lob to the high post, Jillian Green. Jillian, 15-footer, straight up, no good. And the rebound over the back foul on Shaylee Peterson. Jillian could catch the ball at the free throw line and with a pump fake, shoot a layup. Pretty much any time. She chose to shoot the jump shot there instead. And now the Mustangs have the ball in the backcourt. First foul call on Shaylee Peterson. Lucy Hafer has two. No one with more than that. No one with more than one. Down the key, O'Brien, as they break the press. Move it to the right wing. Wide open for Hopkins. Three, no good. That ball will go out of bounds, and it goes back to West Plains. I was going to say, McDonald County's really lucky West Plains has shot the ball so poorly, but you can say the same thing on the other side. West Plains is lucky that McDonald County didn't come out of here a house of fire. Low block, Delaney Wahomey inside, turns, shoots, no good, tipped over, picked up by Jillian, on the right side. Step over. Ainsley, high arcing three. Back iron will fall. Tipped out and fight for the ball, and we're going to get a jump ball call. It'll be West Plains ball. Delaney Wahomey really competing hard on the glass. Credit to her for that. She's been in there scuffling. And that's what she needs to be. Bit of a body mover and play strong inside. Zoe Shrub in the right corner, over the top, right point. Zoe Scharnhorst with another three. It's good. First three of the night for Zoe. Now here comes the pressure in the backcourt. 15-11. Up the right side, they catch with Hopkins. West Plains playing very good basketball. Right when they need to be. Here's a drive to the right baseline. No good. Rebound comes off. Zoe Scharnhorst up the middle of the floor. Zoe, coast to coast, puts it up. No good. And she does a tuck and roll and is fouled on the play. Dakota O'Brien will pick up the foul for McDonald County with 2:32 to go in the first half. Zoe Scharnhorst, free throw try number one, good. Zoe has been just a solid player for West Plains in her years at the varsity level. Here's the next try, and good again. Some nights she'll score a little bit more than other nights. So you can always count on her to play hard on defense. Down the key, here's a drive by Washam. High off the board, won't fall. Tipped over, Washam got her own rebound off the missed rebound attempt by West Plains. Now in the left corner underneath O'Brien and driving a charge on the play. West Plains got a break there because Dakota O'Brien caught the pass and came down with it, and Jillian was just pretty much under the basket when she got run over. And if you do that, that is supposed to be a defensive foul. But the official called it immediately. And the second foul on Dakota O'Brien. Right corner, deep three for Zoe Schwab. It's good. 20-11, and the Animals are starting to get out of the barn on McDonald County here. Here's the loose ball backcourt, stolen. Jillian Green up the floor, crossover, drives in, right-hand layup, no good. And it's taken down by Mack County. But this is the kind of game West Plains wants, right here. Left corner, open three. Shot will fall, rebound weak side, but up and good. Foul the play, basket counts. Dakota O'Brien with the weak side rebound makes it a 7-point game, 20-13. Second foul on Shaylee Peterson. So she'll go out of the ball game. Delaney Wahomey will come in for her. But as well as Delaney has been playing, you're not going to get much of a drop off from a size standpoint and effort standpoint inside. Dakota O'Brien is the shooter. She's a 5'10 junior for McDonald County. No good. And the rebound tipped long. And back we go the other way. Quick. Up the right side in the corner. Ainsley with a three. And that's off the back iron. Rebound taken down by O'Brien. Or Hopkins, that is. It's on the court. Tied up. Jump ball. It'll go back to Mack County. Usually on a basketball team, if there's a ball on the floor, there's two or three kids that you can count on diving down on the floor to get the ball. You can't really say that about West Plains because they all do that. At the point, three, straight on is no good. Rebound off the hand of Jillian Green out of bounds. And it will stay with McDonald County. 1:10 to go in the half, 20-13. West Plains trailed by one after the first, 6-5. Inbound play in the right corner. Over the top. O'Brien drives. Left-hand layup won't fall. Rebound Jillian Green. Dakota O'Brien has really been snake bit. She has missed some good looks. Left side, Zoe over the top. Delaney pushed off. That's an offensive foul. Delaney Wahomey trying to get that lob pass over the top. with a gentle shove, got open, but also got caught. So, clock down to 48 seconds to go in the half. 2013, McDonald County with the ball. Matt County, left side, low block. They'll post inside with Washam. She'll turn, face, 13-foot shot, good. Can't see much out of her so far, but I think she's a pretty good player. Second half, better keep an eye on her. Left corner, Zoe Shrub. Three, it's good. The net barely moved as Zoe drilled that one. She now has 11 points and has really picked West Plains up off the bench. 8-point game. 10 seconds left. Left side, left corner. Back out it goes. They'll move it to the point. Layla Walway now in the right corner. Three is way off the mark. And a jump ball will be West Plains ball with 9-tenths of a second left. So they say you just, as soon as it touches your hands, you got to shoot it. And we won't even do that. That's the end of the first half of play. West Plains trailed after one, but they lead after two by score 23-15. 3-minute break, and we'll check the scoring coming up next here on Hot Country KDY.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Number one seed played the 5 seed because Willard upset Webb City, the 4 seed, on Monday night. And Marshfield won that game very easily. And so they are just waiting for the winner of this game. That'll be on Friday night. West Plains on top right now by 8. First half scoring for West Plains, and there wasn't a lot of it. Zoe Shrub, though, off the bench. Whatever the question was, she was the answer. She made, three three-pointers to go with the two, so she has 11 points to lead West Plains at halftime. And not much else. Zoe Scharnhorst has 5. Ainsley McWilliams has 3. Jillian Green has 2. And Lucy Hafer has 2. McDonald County's leading scorer, Dakota O'Brien, she has 6 points, 4 for Jamie Washam, 3 for Kirsten Hopkins, and Layla Wallane has 2. The basic story of the ball game is the pace of the game was so slow at the beginning that there really wasn't any pace to it. West Plains started slowly, weren't getting as many shots at the basket, and so after one it was 6-5. But then in the second quarter, West Plains started playing a little more aggressively at the defensive end, getting some turnovers, getting out on the break, turning the pace up, and you could really see that big difference from quarter one to quarter number two. And really good coaching by Christy Otter, getting her team to pick the pace up and causing McDonald. Now, McDonald County did turn the ball over a little bit, but not all that much. They had 6 in the first half, and West Plains had 5. But I think it's just a matter for West Plains, anyway, of just settling in, getting started, and figuring out against the McDonald County zone defense where that opening is. And the opening is definitely at the free throw line, at the elbow, and on the low block. And if you get the ball to Shaylee Peterson, Jillian Green, Delaney Wahomey, whoever may be posting up, if you catch the ball at the free throw line, pump fake, you'll shoot a layup every time. We'll see if West Plains goes more to the inside as we go to the second half, but you know their personality, they're going to shoot the three. If they get open, they're going to fire it as McDonald County comes back out, getting ready for the second half. So what we have is this game tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Park Hills for the second time in a week as the Grizzlies will play the Mineral Area Cardinals in the semifinals of the Region 16 tournament. And if you didn't know, the Grizzlies now have won 2 in a row against region teams. And they just spanked Moberly last night. It wasn't just a win. It was a spanking. The first win for the Grizzlies against Moberly since the 2017-2018 season. And that's 22 in a row. And MSU West Plains broke that streak last night. They didn't just break it. They just shattered it and played great, great basketball. And tomorrow night we'll have the game between them and the Cardinals. Cardinals regular season winner of the Region 16 conference. But, of course, all that does is seat you for the postseason because the conference tournament is where we determine who goes to the national tournament March 1st through March 28th in Hutchinson, Kansas. We're at the half, 23-15. And it's the Lady Scissors on top of the Lady Mustangs at halftime. Third quarter coming up in 3 minutes on Katie Wine.
Well, it looks like the heavy thunderstorms are here and will continue through tonight. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low 58 degrees. Tomorrow's high 70 with a low of 59. Tomorrow is going to be our break between two different storm systems. We are expecting more on Friday. As far as this storm system is concerned, we might get over 3 inches of precipitation. Localized flooding is possible. More online at OzarkRadioNews.com.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
So, you need extra storage, a new man cave, a she shed, or a tiny home. Get to Graceland Portable Buildings just north of West Plains on Highway 63. From small to large or custom builds, Graceland Portable Buildings has you covered. Their buildings are built with the highest quality, like pressure-treated walls and floors. No one else does that. Oh, and don't forget, free delivery within 50 miles. Visit us online at GracelandWP.com or on Facebook at Graceland of West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Winner of this game will be in the championship game, too. Here we go, inbound in the backcourt, and it'll be McDonald County for the basketball, trailing by 8, 23-15. It would appear the same five that started are out there to start the second half for both teams. Wall lane to the left corner. Skip pass over the top, over on the right side. This is a pass, low block, bad pass through the hands, save from going out of bounds, but it's stolen by West Plains' Shaley Peterson. To the point, Jillian, wide open three, is in and out. Rebound will be fought for, picked up by the Mustang. And now a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst, and that's a bad break right there. Not much involved. So 7:21 to go, third quarter. West Plains is not pressing right now. They're picking up at midcourt. At the free throw line, bounce pass, low block, turn, face, up and good by Carly Martin, her first basket of the ball game. Up front, on the right side, they're back to the zone. Now let's see what West Plains does. McDonald County's got a little size on the back line. Down the key, here's a drive, no good, but a foul will be called. And right off the bat, well, second time down, West Plains gets the ball into Shaylee Peterson. She takes it strong to the basket. That's got to be the theme, you would think, for the second half. Third foul call on Dakota O'Brien for McDonald County. Shaylee Peterson free throws, spins off the rim, no good. Shaylee was real good the other night, as she usually is. She just scored here tonight. Next try is good. Shaylee had 13 points, 12 in the second half of that game. 24-17. McDonald County pass out of bounds, deflected by Lucy Hafer, stays with the Mustangs. Carly Martin will throw the ball in. Here's the inbound play. On the left side to the corner, Washam dribbles down, picked up by Scharnhorst, ball tipped away, picked back up by O'Brien. To the right corner, catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Lucy Hafer gets the rebound on the weak side. Up the right side of the floor, passes ahead to Zoe. Nearly lost it, passes underneath, beats it back. Jillian, ball fake, leans in, shoots off the board, too hard. And taken back by McDonald County. They nearly went backcourt on a return pass as they came up the floor. In the left corner, Washington ball fake, steps in, puts up a floater, won't fall. Rebound is controlled by O'Brien. He'll pull it up inside, no good. Save, but it's picked up by West Plains. Ainsley all the way to the hole, lays it up, no good. She got fouled by Layla Wallane. And as soon as they blew a whistle on that foul, I knew here at the other end of the floor, there are going to be some McDonald County people unhappy that there was nothing called at the other end. First foul on Layla Wallane. Free throw good by West Plains' Ainsley McWilliams. If you're playing against West Plains, the two players that you obviously have to try and control, next one is also good, are Ainsley McWilliams and Jillian Green. And look what McDonald County's been able to do so far tonight. It's very impressive. Ainsley has five, and Jillian has two. Here's a drive down the key. No good. Jillian Green with a rebound. Pass it back up ahead. Now to Ainsley on the left sideline. She's double-teamed, spins to the left baseline, hands it back. Lucy Hafer. Cross-court pass. Shaley got a three at the right point. Good. And a timeout called. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:23 to play in the third quarter. And the score, West Plains 29, McDonald County 17. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Quarter from Springfield Hillcrest, the Class 5 District 6 tournament. This is the girls tournament, and West Plains leads 29-17. About 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Mack County has it. Over the timeline, ball nearly stolen by Ainsley. Pass over, stolen. Now West Plains has it. Off the turnover. Back the other direction, and Lucy Hafer lost the ball. And she got tripped and crashes to the floor, and she is fouled on the play. Second foul call on Layla Wallane for McDonald County. Scissors played in. Right corner, Lucy Hafer dribbles across, hook pass over. Ainsley got a three look, and that's good. Second three of the night for Ainsley McWilliams. She has 8 points now, 32-17. And McDonald County is in a very precarious position right now. Over on the right side to the right corner. Over the top to the far right side. Now a three ball is launched, and that's no good. Rebound O'Brien inside. Has a shot blocked. Put back up and good by Wallane. Lob to the low block. Shaley up strong, left hand off the board, no good. It's bumped forward, and Shaley gets it again. Bumped on the other side, lays it up and good. 34-19. On the right point now, Layla Wallane to the right corner. Bounce to the low block. Back out front. Here's an open three. Look, it's going to be short. Rebound long. Lucy Hafer gets it, and she's fouled on the rebound by Carly Martin, and that'll be her second foul. Mack County will substitute now. Abigail Riley is in the ball game. And West Plains plays it in the backcourt. West Plains has not subbed very much at all tonight. Lob left corner pass now to Zoe Shrub. Out front, Ainsley McWilliams. Low block. Great pass on the wraparound. Layup by Jillian Green. Good. She got the ball to the low block. Jillian has position. She has four, and it's 36-19. This was a 8-point game at halftime. It's not now. 17 in the lane. Turn, shot, back iron, bounces around and goes in. Carly Martin with her second field goal of the second half. Now up four quick. Here's a drive by Jillian. No good. May have got clipped a little bit, but no whistle. Inside, here's the pass to Washam, and her drive will come off the side of the rim, picked up by West Plains. Ainsley McWilliams with 2:46 to play. Third quarter. Shaley drives in, kicks it right corner. Zoe Shrub couldn't handle the pass, so she couldn't get the shot away. Ainsley drives in, bounce to the low block. Shaley, tie up, jump ball, it'll be West Plains' ball. Zoe comes back in for Lucy Hafer. 2:35 to go in the third. 36-21. West Plains on top. Here's the inbound. Wide open. Zoe in the corner. Catches. Shoots a three ball. No good. Ball is rebounded by the Mustangs. Carly Martin pass up the floor. Kicks it across the floor. Washam drives. Shoots. No good. She got fouled, though. Jillian Green will be called for that violation. And Walling will be at the line. And tonight, let's see, has she shot any? No. First try here, though, is good. Layla Walling has 3 points. Zizzer lead now at 14. Good again. McDonald County won 21 games this year. They've got a good basketball team. West Plains out in front here. Here's the three. No good. Weak side rebound for West Plains. Ainsley at the point for a three, and it's good. Heating up a little bit. Ainsley has 11. 39-23. Out front, Washam on the right side. Low block, ball fumbled away and stolen. West Plains comes back with it. Jillian Green is fouled from behind by Kirsten Hopkins. We have about the same distance drive to Springfield, whether you're coming from West Plains or if you're coming from McDonald County. And I think McDonald County is in Anderson, Missouri, is where the actual town is. First foul on Hopkins, free throw shooter now, Jillian Green for West Plains. First try is a brick off the back iron. No good. She didn't do that very much. Could have been Janice a little bit more, make it a 40-23 game, and she does. Jillian comes out. Lucy Hafer back in. Chrissy Otter's played seven people tonight, and that rotation has worked very, very well. Right side in the corner, they'll fire a three up with Hopkins, no good. Rebound is going to be controlled by West Plains. Shaylee Peterson up to Ainsley, to the right corner, front court. On the right wing, three. Zoe, good. Boy, that is as good as you can do it right there. As good as you can run the break off a miss. Tic-tac-toe-bang. Now at the free throw line, Washam drives in. Fires up a tough shot, missed it. Lucy Hafer with a rebound. And Lucy just double dribbled, but they let her go. Now in the front court, Ainsley has it. Count is on. Bounce pass left side. Zoe Scharnhorst against the zone. Glove over the top. Ball deflected to the right corner. Zoe Shrub. One bounce to her left. Shoots a three, and it's good. So Zoe now as the ball gets to the front court. They'll pressure the ball, kick it to the left sideline. Zoe is all over the basketball. I mean all over Carly Martin, and we get a whistle and a foul call on West Clay. And that'll be on Zoe. That last basket credited to Carly Martin for McDonald County. Ball inbound. Now here's a tie-up in the lane. And it'll be McDonald County basketball. Now out to the right side. Over the top, dribble, and the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. But a foul is called before all that. Jillian Green. I'm sorry. That'd be Zoe Trubb. Got that last three. She has 14 points off the bench. And of West Plains field goals, 2, 4, 6, 8. Out of 8 field goals, 6 have been threes. Low block. Turn inside. O'Brien. Partially blocked. Taken down by Delaney Mahomey. And now ball up the floor is stolen, but stolen right back. West Plains. And now West Plains loses it right back. And now here's Zoe shooting under a minute to go, under a second to go in the quarter. And a shot from out near midcourt is short. But she's called for a travel before she got the shot away. Six-tenths of a second left. This will amount to nothing. Inbound pass. That's it. That's the end of the quarter. We go to the fourth quarter. West Plains has McDonald County doubled, 46-23. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Fourth quarter ready to roll, 46-23. Number 2 seed West Plains over number 3 seed McDonald County. I wasn't sure what I was going to do Friday night. Now I know. So does Jim. We'll be back here for the championship game, it would appear. West Plains scored 23 points in the first half. They scored 23 in the third quarter alone. West Plains with the ball, tipped out of bounds, stays with West Plains. 46-23, 5 points first quarter, 18 the second quarter, and 23 in the third. West Plains with the ball, enjoying this nice margin. And the Lady Zizzers are interested in running some time off here. Lucy Hafer on the right side, Met County stays in their zone. Julia Willard in the ball game. She passes across and now throws the ball away. West Plains with 9 turnovers underneath. Here's a shot up. No good. Put back by O'Brien. Good. I'll say this for her. She is a hard worker. She is always in there battling on pretty much each shot at each end of the court. Dakota O'Brien, a 5'10 junior. Last foul, third foul on Shaylee Peterson. First try, rims off, no good. Okay. West Plains has Lucy Hafer along with Jillian Shaley, Julia Willard, and Lucy Hafer. Next one, good. Left corner, Lucy Hafer dribbles it out. Ainsley to the right wing, Julia Willard with it. And she'll be fouled on a reach-in by Kirsten Hopkins for McDonald County, her second foul. And Zoe Shrub, after a very short rest, comes out of the ballgame. Ainsley to the right corner in the front court. Zoe Shrub, and there's another foul on Matt County and another foul on Kirsten Hopkins. That'll be team foul number two on McDonald County. Hopkins go out of the ball game. They'll sub out. Abigail Riley, a freshman guard, comes in for McDonald County. They'll pressure out front a little bit. Left quarter, shot by Shaley for a three is no good, but the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Carly Martin in the far left quarter. It'll stay with West Plains. Scissor ball right in front of their bench at the far right end of the bench. Lucy Hafer inbounds to Ainsley, and they'll move it out front. Bad pass, stolen. Driving layup, no good. Off the miss by Abigail Riley. Off the turnover. West Plains comes back fast. Over the top pass, throw it away. Jillian Green and Shaley Peterson. And Christy Otter on the West Plains sideline utilizes the Brent Colley stomp as she tells her team to settle down. 46-24. O'Brien over the top, driving layup, left hand, no good. They just can't buy a basket tonight. Up the left sideline, Zoe Shrub, back to Jillian, three, left wing, good. Jillian Green, 8 points. West Plains cruising now, 49-24. Right point, here's a three, that's going to be an air ball out of bounds. And back to West Plains. Feasible, we could hit the turbo clock here before very long, too. Ainsley will bring it up. A little pressure out front. Jillian pops out underneath. Bullet pass. Layup good by Zoe Shrub. Great pass by Jillian Green. Zoe was the beneficiary of that great pass. 16 points for Zoe Shrub. In the right corner. Pass over, ball deflected, picked up, now whistle, and we'll get a foul call. Lucy Hafer will get her third foul. And now, Shaley Peterson back in the ball game for the Lady Scissors with 5:35 to play, 51-24. A stop and a three for West Plains would start the turbo clock run. Here along the left point. Here's an air ball. Rebounded Jillian Green up the floor. Shaley Peterson drifts out to the corner. Cross court pass. Zoe for a three and won't fall. And a rebound over the back foul on Jillian Green for West Plains. Seven o'clock Friday night. Same bat time, same bat station. Actually, a little earlier. 7 instead of 7:30. On Friday night, Marshfield, West Plains, third time this year. Down the key, here's a pass inside and a layup, no good, but a foul will be called. Shaley Peterson tried to draw a charge there, but Jamie Washam avoided that and drew Shaley's fourth. It's a moot point at this point, but she will come out of the ball game. And now the shooter is Jamie Washam for McDonald County. Her try is good. It's just been hard for McDonald County to score tonight. Three field goals in the first, four in the second, three in the third, and none so far here in the fourth. This free throw is good. 51-26, full court pressure. Ainsley, cross court pass up ahead. Zoe, cross court the other way. In the corner, they'll move it to Jillian. Three on the wing, no good. Rebound is tied up. And it will be McDonald County basketball with 4:54 to play. West Plains does not pressure the ball as it comes up the floor. In the corner, they hold with Riley, Abigail Riley, the freshman guard, and the whistle, and we're going to get a five-second call. Turnover to defense. Zoe Scharnhorst has been really good, really aggressive at the defensive end tonight. And she forced that. Up the left side, front court, Zoe. Delaney Mahomby, ball deflected and stolen away. Back the other way, Matt County, three on three. Pass across. Bad pass. Too far out in front of Washam, out of bounds. .427 to go. Here comes Jillian Green, three on two break. She'll kick it to the right corner. Zoe, wide open three is good. You let her stand there and size it up. She'll make it. And she has made it five times tonight. 19 points for Zoe Shrub. Right baseline drive. They'll cut the ball off. Hopkins feeds it to the high post. Washam turns, faces, right-hand shot from 10 feet. Good. Jamie Washam. Ainsley on the right side. Underneath, wide open. Delaney Mahomey, lay-in. Good. Delaney went right to the basket and got the ball immediately. 56-28. McDonald County playing out the last 3.5 minutes of their season. 56-28 now. Riley drives the right side. The freshman puts it high off the backboard, no good. And Jillian Green gets the rebound. And a foul in the backcourt on the Mustangs. Kirsten Hopkins with her fourth foul. And let's see, team foul number three, I think, on McDonald County. So 3.5 to go. Let's see if we ultimately probably will get the bonus. Here's Ainsley driving through, kicks it left corner. Here's a three by Zoe Scharnhorst. That ball is too hard. Ball comes off to the weak side and pulled down by Layla Wallane. Lob to the middle. Step back, Washam with a jumper, good. Jamie Washam. She's had a decent game tonight. She's got 12. Front court quickly back. Here's Delaney Wahomey. No good. Mustangs will control up the right side. Ball tipped out of bounds by Zoe Scharnhorst. Marshfield pulled away late in their game against Willard, 67-52. Here in this game, it's been kind of like this since halftime. Here's a three. That's up and good. Layla Wallane with her first three-pointer of the night. Mustangs haven't made many of those. In fact, that's just their second. Front court, Ainsley now, 56-33. Lucy Hafer, high screen, dribbles to the right. To the right side, and the three is in the air by Ainsley. No good. .208 to go. Across the lane, Washam will take a tough shot. Going to her right. And makes it, and a whistle will get a timeout. Jamie Washam with the basket. And she has 16 points tonight. Timeout on the floor with the score. West Plains 56, McDonald County 35. Back in a minute on KDY.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
The chicks are in the brooder, in store. Hi, this is Bryce. Baby chicks are available now through May 28th with weekly deliveries, and we are still taking orders for the May 5th pickup date on larger quantities. Supplies are limited on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop in today for more information.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains ball in the backcourt. Finishing this game up, getting ready for a championship game. And McDonald County stays back in their zone in spite of the big deficit. Lob to the right sideline. West Plains may be able to run out much of this clock that's left. 1:30 to go. Zoe, back out to Ainsley, left side, Lucy Hafer. Dribbles, splits the defense, driving, layup is good with the left hand. ...58-35, now at the other end, we'll get a foul called on West Plains, and that'll probably be on Lucy Hafer, trying to stop a layup. And that is her fourth. So the Mustangs get to the line, and a free throw, number one, is good for O'Brien. Ainsley comes out of the game. Zoe Shrub comes out of the game for West Plains. Kimber Stewart comes in. Abigail Hilt comes in. Next one, no good. Rebound, Lucy Hafer. Up the right. On the wing, open three is no good by West Plains and by Kimber Stewart. Now ball 5-4, and we'll get a foul call on McDonald County. A minute to go. We'll wrap it up quick when we're done here. Dakota O'Brien checks out of the ball game. She's just a junior. She'll be back next year. Inbound in the corner, Lucy Hafer. Under a minute, 56 seconds. Delaney Wahomey hands the ball back to Abigail Hilt. Abby to the right side of the floor. Kimber Stewart to the corner. Julia Willard passes underneath. Great catch by Delaney Wahomey, who lays it in. That was a hard catch Delaney made right there. And she gets the two. Now on the right side, a three is up and good. Matt County with Cameron Christie with the three. And the officials will stop the game to get a sub in for one of the teams. I didn't see exactly who. But 20 seconds, it's not going to matter because neither team will shoot the ball again. Wouldn't expect to see a foul here. Final score is going to be 60-39. West Plains wins it, and we'll come back and recap in 30 seconds on KDY.
So, you need extra storage, a new man cave, a she shed, or a tiny home. Get to Graceland Portable Buildings just north of West Plains on Highway 63. From small to large or custom builds, Graceland Portable Buildings has you covered. Their buildings are built with the highest quality, like pressure-treated walls and floors. No one else does that. Oh, and don't forget, free delivery within 50 miles. Visit us online at GracelandWP.com or on Facebook at Graceland of West Plains.
official home of the Scissors is KBY.
Final four again in this basketball game. West Plains wins it 60-39 over McDonald County. West Plains at the half led by eight and really blew it open in the second half. They scored as many points in the third quarter as they scored the entire first half. West Plains scoring with 19 tonight. Zoe Trubb, boy, was she ever good shooting the ball from the perimeter. 11 each for Zoe Charnhorst and Ainsley McWilliams. Jillian Green had 8. Shaylee Peterson had 6. And 4 apiece for Lucy Hafer and Delaney Wahomey. So West Plains with a win now, 19-9, and they'll take on their nemesis, Marshfield. Can Marshfield beat them for a third time this year? That's always a really hard thing. We'll see Friday night, 7 o'clock, and we look forward to joining you for that broadcast. Until then, thanks to Jim Lambert, back in the studio, Dylan Groves. I'm Harlan Hutchison with your final again. West Plains wins it over McDonald County to move to a championship game Friday night here in Springfield, 60-39. Double H saying so long from Hillcrest High School.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Harfor and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Carmart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.